Hello, and welcome to the Eric's Insights podcast. Before we get started today, I want to start off by saying that I am just a non-Indigenous Canadian high school student doing a research project, and I am by no means an expert on the topic I'll be talking about today. I'm simply just learning about it and spreading the knowledge to you guys. The topic today is all about Indigenous peoples in sports, particularly hockey. I'll try to answer the question, what challenges do Indigenous peoples face in the hockey community regarding racism? And I'll do this by talking about the true and deep roots of hockey history, how racism in hockey is affecting Indigenous communities, how racism is affecting Indigenous players in the NHL, and I'll also be talking about how the Chicago Blackhawks may be needing a name change. I think I should start with the history of hockey, give you listeners a little lesson on who deserves recognition for creating the beautiful sport we know and love today. Now, I've watched hockey my entire life, and I can admit that I actually did not know it was created by Indigenous people. Interestingly, I learned that hockey was actually played in the 1600s in Nova Scotia as the earliest version of the sport. Ricket is what the Mi'kmaq tribe would call hockey, and before colonists started manufacturing rubber pucks, they would use a frozen wood apple instead, which is just a cool thought, or a cool fact that I thought I would add. Although Indigenous people are early founders of the sport, through history, they have not been very welcomed and accepted. The NHL was created in 1917, yet the first Indigenous player didn't join the league until 45 years later in 1952, and he was named Fred Saskamoose. Ironically, he played for the Chicago Blackhawks, but I'll dive later on to that into the show. Some of these Indigenous players are hockey greats like Grant Fuhr, Reggie Leach, and Carey Price. Also, just a few weeks ago, Zach Whitecloud won the Stanley Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights, so congratulations to him. However, since Fred Saskamoose, there's been 80 Indigenous players who have played in the NHL officially. That is just barely 1% of all NHL players of all time, and just 1.5% of the Canadians have played. First, colonists steal their land, and then they steal their sport, I guess. Indigenous people have been a huge contribution to the sport of hockey, and it is not talked about enough. We have to continue to grow the sport of hockey in Indigenous communities, and although the hockey history is becoming better with diversity, we still have many things to improve, and I have examples that I'll get into shortly. First, I want to speak about the NHL athlete Ethan Bear. Ethan Bear is an Indigenous hockey player on the Edmonton Oilers. He was born in 1996 and raised in the Ojapowis Nation, which is near Whitewood in Saskatchewan, Canada. For a while, he played on the Ojapowis MHA youth hockey team, and in 2015, he was chosen to be on the Edmonton Oilers as the 124th draft pick, which is quite impressive. In the 2021 season, the Oilers were knocked out of the first round of the playoffs by the Winnipeg Jets. And in one of the games, Ethan made a turnover that led to the Jets tying the game, which sent the game into overtime where the Jets ended up winning. A number of Oilers fans went online and decided to degrade and direct racial comments towards the Indigenous player, claiming that he was the reason they lost, even though that's ridiculous. Hockey is a team sport, and the mistake of one player does not dictate the outcome of a game. And yeah, I remember hearing about this when I was younger and being confused on why anyone would ever say things like these. Like, you're a full-grown adult. Go do something useful with your life instead of degrading some young kid. After the series, Bear and the Oilers came forward with a statement condemning the comments and standing up against the racist remarks. It says, "The Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club is disappointed in these disgusting, cowardly, and racist remarks. While we have witnessed progress in the area of equality and inclusion, this reprehensible behavior demonstrates we still have significant work to do. Ethan Bear is an incredibly skilled hockey player and a beloved teammate. His community-minded efforts both here in Edmonton and in Saskatchewan represent the qualities any organization could possibly ask of its members. And due to this incident, there has been a huge outpour of support and donations to Indigenous sports organizations. The organization Spirit North, founded by Indigenous cross-country ski champion Becky Scott, saw an increase in donations of $10,000, all citing Bear as the reason for donating. This just proves, however, that no matter what level you play in hockey, that there is racism, and this is a problem that needs to be fixed immediately. Now on to the Chicago Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks name debate originates from various opinions on whether the name and related graphic design, so their logo, are respectful of Native American culture or disrespectful. While some say the name and design honor and pay tribute to Indigenous people, others say that they perpetuate stereotypes and cultural exploitation. The Blackhawks organization has taken measures to resolve complaints, work with Native American organizations, and raise cultural knowledge, but disputes still continue, and the final decision to alter the name lies with the team's ownership, stakeholders, and the NHL themselves, taking social sentiments and the purpose of diversity into account. And I personally don't know which side to take. Both of them provide reasonable points, but I'm slightly leaning towards a name change. And I have a bunch of friends that agree with me on that. TSN reported an interview to spread awareness of the racism that still exists in youth hockey. The guests on the interview were Davina McLeod, Logan Prosper, and Connor Roulette, a WHL player who is currently drafted with the Dallas Stars. Davina and Logan begin by opening up with how they experience racism. They both explained that they were playing, and like every other hockey game, there was chirping. For non-hockey players, this means trash talk. They admit that trash talk is a part of the sport, but it crossed the line and started turning into a hate crime. Other players began making stereotypical war cries and racial slurs. Just a quick warning, these next comments are offensive and you may not want to hear them. However, these are quotes from the report, not from me. I would never say things like these. Davina says that her chirping escalated into her being discriminated, being called a dirty effing Indian. When both players were informed the ref of their incidents, the refs acted like it was nothing and gave the players no consequences. However, incidents like these are to be taken very seriously and are to result in expulsion from the league or a hefty suspension. Because the refs didn't do anything, both Davina and Logan went to the board of their leagues seeking higher power. Originally, they wrote emails, but they were getting ghosted by board members, and it took major pushing for them to even get a meeting with them. Finally, when they were able to speak to the members, they were both left in defeat. The members basically said that the players have apologized and just swept it under the rug. Davina and Logan both disappointed with how the members treated the situation, as I would be too. They felt in disbelief that this kind of thing was still happening in today's day and age. Another Indigenous hockey player, Connor Roulette, tells his story about how he experienced racism. He starts by explaining how, when he was younger, around age 11, he played for an all-Indigenous team. In one game with this team, they played against another one that was being violent and making racial slurs towards their team, which I would prefer not to say. Connor has a lighter skin pigmentation, so coaches on the other team were saying that he doesn't deserve to be on the all-Indigenous team, which is absolutely ridiculous. Connor also talks about on some of his other teams he's played on, most of his teammates were white. They would joke around about stereotypes in his culture. They would do this in front of him, not realizing that he was Indigenous himself because of his lighter skin pigmentation. He would have to explain to his teammates that what they were saying was wrong and disgusting and rude. All three players explain that they feel like Canadians are rooting against them to succeed in the sport of hockey. It's like people feel threatened when Indigenous players are better than them, so they feel the need to degrade them. To raise awareness for racism in hockey, Logan has created a trend where players will have a red tape game. This means that players will tape the bottom of their stick red to help support the cause. And I think Logan has a great idea here, and I would like to see this all over Canada and the world and even the NHL. It's disheartening to hear about the racism that Indigenous hockey players like Ethan Bear, Davina McLeod, Logan Prosper, and Connor Roulette have faced in the sport of hockey. These incidents highlight the systemic racism that still exists within the sport and the urgent need for change. The fact that Ethan Bear received racial comments after a turnover in a game is absolutely unacceptable. No player should be targeted with racial slurs or derogatory remarks based on their ethnicity. It's commendable that the Edmonton Oilers and the hockey community stood up against these comments and condemned the racism. The experience shared by Davina, Logan, and Connor also shed light on the pervasive racism Indigenous players face in youth hockey. Trash talk is one thing, but when it crosses the line into hate crimes, it becomes a serious issue that needs to be addressed. The fact that the referees and board members didn't take appropriate actions or show empathy towards these incidents is deeply concerning. We need to continue spreading awareness about these issues and fostering a more inclusive and supportive environment in hockey and in Canada. It's important for everyone involved in hockey, from youth leagues to professional organizations, to take a stand against racism and discrimination. This includes implementing strict consequences for racist behavior, providing education and training on cultural sensitivity, and amplifying the voices of Indigenous players. By acknowledging and addressing the systemic racism within hockey, we can work towards creating a sport that truly embraces diversity, respects all players, and celebrates the contributions of Indigenous peoples to the game. It's time for the hockey community to reflect on its history, recognize the Indigenous roots of the sport, and actively work towards dismantling the racism that persists within the game. Through education, awareness, and a collective effort, we can create a more inclusive and equitable future for all players. We still have a long way to go before we can say hockey is a racist-free sport and Canada is a racist-free country, but I believe that with a joint effort, anything is possible. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Eric's Insights podcast. I hope this discussion has shed light on the important topic of Indigenous peoples in sports. Have a great day or night, whatever time it is you're watching this, and stay tuned for my next episode.